right now, item C3, report on appropriate communications regarding the school bond election process. So who's going to, is anybody going to speak, Dr. Jen? Happy me. Our general counsel, Jennifer Carter.
Hello. Not that I need a microphone. Now that the board has taken action to place this bond on the 2018 ballot, as revised by Dr. Aguirre from the materials you were presented, the district, as staff, wants to make sure we share some of the do's and don'ts for communicating with the bond or related to the bond. And while that's absolutely something that could just be done in an email and will be done in an email after this meeting is over, we wanted, for transparency's sake, the ability to share with you what we will be sharing with staff.
I'm just going to be.
No, you can't do that. Okay. You can go up to the podium.
I'll go.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, if it starts ringing, then it's.
Then you just know I have an electric personality. While we absolutely have had the ability just to send this out, we thought that it was important for transparency's sake to ensure that our public heard exactly what we were telling you and exactly what we were telling staff about the roles and responsibilities. So what you will see in front of you is two memos, and they have been placed or will be placed on the back table. One is a memo that will be sent out to staff this afternoon that talks about the unique role that school staff play when a bond election is there. And a second is directed directly to you as board members because there are a couple of unique things about your role. So the first and the key points that you'll see on that memo is that no district resources can be used to advocate for this measure. And no advocacy may occur by district employees on district time. And we mean that pretty broadly. So that means a district cell phone for the five of you that have them, and a couple of us. That means no district computers. That means no district emails. And that means district time as a whole when you are on campus working. And so I think that is a key point. We're going to make some distinctions for you as board members. What does that mean? No district staff, and this is, I think, a key point for us, and we want to say it we said it boldly on that form. No district staff is required to participate in supporting or opposing this bond measure. No one's going to be asked to make calls or give money, and if they are, we have asked in that memo that they immediately go to Dr. Jenny. And additionally, we've listed the number for the FPPC to make sure that they could call and report us there, because that may have been a way, but that isn't our way now.
Can you please say what the FPPC is?
Sorry, the Fair Political Practices Commission. That said, while no one can be required to, that does not mean that we cannot, as staff on our own times, advocate for the bond. District resources also have a unique way that they can be utilized. We may only, as a district, present informational material about this bond. What does that mean? Just the facts, ma'am, in that sense. That means what's listed on that bond list that you just passed, the pros and the cons of it. So this is what we've listed. What could happen if this bond isn't passed? How would facilities be paid for? And on the opposite side, what does that mean for the taxpayer for this bond passing? What is the tax rate? What is that information similar to what was in the 75 word ballot? But mentioning that, so it really is informational, and we want to ensure that our staff and principals who are likely to get questions about that know that, and know that resources from an informational basis only will be provided through our communication office, so that it does just give those facts. So I think that is a big place for us. Additionally, employees can advocate for the bond, just as you as board members individually can. They can fundraise, but they can't do it on work time, and they can't use district resources. And we wanted to make sure they're very clear of that, whether that's a district email or that's district time. For you as a board member, That means if you are being asked in your role as a board member, what is that? So you're attending a community function in your role as a board member. You're meeting with the city council in that role. You're attending a school event or a VAPA performance, like the Adams Family at Marvista High School, for example. If you're being asked there, you're not advocating on behalf of the bond. Questions that are presented to you may be answered in a factual basis only. The last piece is, if we were to allow district facilities to be used, we have a right legally to allow district facilities to be used for people advocating for the bond. We would have to provide equal time. We think for a clarity perspective, we just don't want to go there. So we are going to say district facilities, like a district resource, may not be used in supporting or opposing this bond measure. So as board members collectively, in your role here, there are two times that you have the right to advocate or oppose a bond measure. First, the board may collectively decide to support or oppose this bond by way of a resolution or action. That is something that you have the right, we can bring forward as a resolution, to take a position. And second, the education code allows the board to write a ballot statement in support or opposition of the bond. And the reasons behind that is that you as a legislative body have been charged and elected by our community to legislate what is in the best interest of the districts and its students. And just like you take positions as a board on other legislative matters or on other initiatives, you have a right to do so in this case. If you decide the need to upgrade facilities is something that's in our best interest, then that is a statement or action is allowable. And further, the law has determined that you talking is not actually a use of a district resource. And so that is a place where having that conversation or communication as you're asking questions between now and the election on M1s and M2s, that you have the ability to ask those questions and how it might impact that. And so that I think is the difference for us. So that really is the larger piece as it relates to what you may and you may not advocate for. You as individual board members, when asked questions in the supermarket, if you are answering me as a parent, I believe this bond is good or is bad, that is a different place than saying me as vice president of this board. If you are asked a question in your capacity as a board, remaining factual, sitting at a back-to-school night, at a back-to-school table that only has the informational materials that communications has put out that are factually based as to that school site is absolutely appropriate. Advocating your position is not. So that's generally the bigger picture. Are there any other questions as it relates to the legalities of communicating this bond measure you have about yourself, staff members, or outside entities?
All right. So So you're done with your presentation?
I am done.
All right, presentation. Now we have questions from the board. Mr. Solis.
I have a question with regards to advocating. If a parent, say we're at the event at the VAPA, and a parent is asking me questions, I'm being factual, and if they ask me directly, so are you in support, or so
I think you as an individual have the right to take a position, and as long as you are clearly stating what that position is, we would prefer you, even in that situation, stay at the factual place and say, there are many reasons that are in support of the bond. I can provide you the name if you'd like to get more information. I think that is the other question. You may get asked, someone handing you a donation, or how do I pick up a street sign? You can give the name or the email address of someone that could give them that information. But as much as possible, when you are actually on a district property or at a district event, we would prefer you stay factual. If, in fact, at the next board meeting or in the near future, this board takes a support position, you may factually say on June whatever or July whatever, our board, including myself, voted to support this bond. That is a factual statement, and as long as you don't put a comma, and I would sure like you to do it too, that it is not a violation or it is not advocacy. So that would be a factual statement. But at the moment, this board and you have not taken that position.